FunFactory.com has partnered with Locker Room Talk and Shots. So when you use my special code SELS20, you get 20% off your Fun Factory purchase. Just head to us.funfactory.com and use my code SELS20 at checkout for 20% off sex toys, lube, massage oils, and more. Cheers.
Do the sex.
Hi, this is Annette Benedetti, your hostess for Locker Room Talk and Shots, the podcast that likes to think of itself as the queer NPR of raunchy women's sex talk. You are about to sit in on the kind of conversations women have on their girls' nights out or behind closed doors while enjoying delicious drinks and dishing about sex. Think fun, honest, and feminist as fuck, and always with the goal of fighting the patriarchy one orgasm at a time. Welcome to the locker room.
Ring loop. Today's locker room talk and shots topic is how to make your penis bigger. It's all about penis enlargement. I dropped an episode several weeks ago that was the truth about sex with small penises. And boy, did you all listen. And I have received a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback from men and people with penises. Some of it very heartbreaking messages from men who really had struggled with insecurity around their size, conditions that affected them, and concerns. Big concerns. I also received a lot of messages from men who were very proud of their large size and not at all happy that the people on my podcast, basically we all said, we didn't really much care about size. We care about the skills you bring to the bedroom. So I decided it was time to bring an expert in to talk about penis size and options for people who would like to be bigger. I felt like this was a very important, sensitive topic, and so I wanted a true expert on the topic. And boy, did I luck out. I got the best of the best for y'all. And I'm so excited to introduce her to you. Her name is Dr. Fenwa Milhouse. She is a board-certified, fellowship-trained urologist and co-founder of Down There Urology. She specializes in female pelvic medicine and reconstructive surgery. Dr. Milhouse treats all adult individuals with a focus on sexual dysfunction, cosmetic genital enhancement, girth enhancement, labia majora surgery, and G-spot enhancement, just to name a few. She works out of Chicago, and Dr. Milhouse is a distinguished recipient of the 2023 Healthcare Impact Award by Top Docs and was named top urologist in Chicago by Women in Medicine. I'm not messing around, folks. This is a real expert. So, Dr. Milhouse, I am super excited to have you here. Can you tell my listeners more about you?
Yeah, thank you for having me. I am really excited to talk about this, Annette. And to introduce this concept to your listeners, I am a, like you said, a board certified urologist, fellowship trained, in pelvic floor reconstruction. And I, really started along the path of like sexual dysfunction treatment and even cosmetic genital enhancement, probably about 4 or 5 years into being in practice. I started to hear a lot of need and a lack of availability in that area from patients who would see me. As you said, I have pivoted and started my own practice, which is only just over a year old, based in Chicago. Very proud of that. I wanted to create a place that was very comfortable for patients. There was no judgment, where things around genitalia and sex were normalized, where patients of all demographics, of all gender and gender identities, I love this about my practice, doesn't matter what your gender is, doesn't matter your sexual orientation, we can treat any adult human that comes through our door, and we want you to feel seen and heard. And so that is very near and dear to the core of who I am as a urologist, as a physician, and who my practice is. I'm very proud of having this to be able to create this. I feel like there are not so many safe spaces in medicine for individuals. Mm-mm. That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah.
Women, LGBT, trans, Black, you name it. And especially when it comes to sex and genitalia, that's really who I am. I am really big on social media because I love what I do. I love destigmatizing things. And moreover, I want to show representation. As you can see, I'm a urologist. I happen to be also a Black woman. I am inherently a unicorn, as urologists are seldomly Black and are seldomly women. And so I want to kind of give voice to the others while destigmatizing and combating myths in my specialty.
And I'm so honored to have you here. And this is a very sensitive topic. I feel like having this discussion with you, it's a discussion that's in safe hands, and I'm so honored to be able to have the discussion. So we're going to do it. I have no idea about any of this. I actually don't know much about genitalia enhancement at all, but we are very much focusing on penises today. Maybe if I'm lucky, we'll be able to have future conversations about other things that were mentioned earlier, because I'm very curious. But for right now, I decided to have a little wine for this conversation. And I'm ready to talk about penis enhancement. Cheers. Let's do it.
Cheers.
All right, we're just going to dive in. There is no tiptoeing into the subject. So I want to know, what are the motivators that typically bring patients to you who are like, I want to make my penis bigger?
No, I tell people that penis enhancement is the new frontier in cosmetic procedures. It's the same motivations that we see individuals who want breast enhancement, who seek out BBLs. They want a little bit more in a certain area of the body because it makes them feel better about themselves, number one. Some of them are motivated by giving their partner or their dating person's something else, you know, so some of the motivation is what others think about them. But a lot of it is just, hey, I want to do this for myself. When I look in the mirror, I want to look at something that looks a little bit better to me than what I currently have. And I think that just as breast enhancements have become the norm, we don't shame them, that we will one day see penile enhancement as the norm, like not as the norm, but as an acceptable thing for a well-rounded adult who understands the benefits and risks and is making that own decision. I think it's important that we stress that there isn't a standard of beauty or a standard size that is it. And is, you know, we don't want to create this undue pressure, but I think it's perfectly acceptable and okay. And more that people want enhancement.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how breast enhancement, and even I mean, I heard of labia surgery long before I've heard of penile enhancement. So it's interesting that that's so easily accepted when it comes to female parts, but when it comes to the penis, it's like everyone flinches and they're like, "Oh my God, no!" So I find that kind of funny. Now, are there actual conditions where it's needed or more necessary than just wanting, you know, to look better?
Certainly. There is a condition called micropenis, which is an actual urologic diagnosis. And it is defined as less than 2.5 from the standard deviation of size of penis. That puts you at about 2.5 inches size penis. majority of men, even the ones that think they have a small penis, even the ones who think they have a micro penis, don't actually meet that definition. Micropenis, we have known about in urology forever and ever and ever before cosmetic penile enhancement became a thing. Surgery for micropenis was available. It still is available. We'll talk about that when we talk about options. But that is a legit medical diagnosis. Vast majority of individuals who seek penile enlargement aren't in this category.
Okay. So I have not shared this with anyone yet, but somebody, and please don't do this, folks, but somebody surprised me with a penis photo in my email. And it's worth bringing up. Please don't do this, folks, or you're going to ruin my intimate life, because it's not what I want right now. But
welcome to my life.
I was so shocked when I opened it up. I was like, people think I get things like that all the time because of what I talk about. But frankly, my listeners have been really polite. However, this one is worth mentioning because it was a shot of what appeared to me to be balls and what almost looked like an inverted penis. Maybe. Is that a thing? I mean, there was explanation with this picture either. If you're going to send me a picture like that, please give me your condition. So can you speak to that?
Sure. They may not even know, but there's retracted penis, okay, or buried penis or hidden penis. And that is where the penile shaft is actually being hidden or buried, usually surrounded by surrounding skin and fat, okay, especially in the area of the suprapubic or kind of the pooch area is what we call that, okay? And so I talk about this. That the more weight an individual has, especially in the belly, in the pubic area, the more their shaft of their penis is going to get covered up. So one great way to enhance your penis is to lose weight, because then the shaft comes out. But you can see it can be as bad as where the penis is actually inverted, that you don't see a shaft, you see the scrotum and you see an area where the penis should be, but it's almost like it's inside. It's almost like they're uncircumcised and going in their body, but they're really not. They can be circumcised. It's just buried and hidden. Those penises need a combination of weight loss and potentially like major reconstructive surgery to remove significant excess fat and skin around that area.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's exactly what I saw. Fascinating. Never heard of it. So I didn't want to reward this person for their photo, but now you got whatever answer you were looking for. We all did. And it's good to know about, because I'm sure that there are other people out there who have this experience. So yeah, I'd like to talk about the overview of options for enhancement, penile enhancement, because there's more than one way. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. There's more than one way. Penile enhancement, and I want to be clear, we're talking about cosmetic enhancement, not like medically necessary, which is very rare to even be in that category. So penile enhancement options include fillers, and even within fillers, there are temporary and permanent fillers. They include implants. So there is an implanted device, called the penuma that can be implanted to enlarge. It was designed specifically for cosmetic penile enhancement. There are other surgeries that are more involved that include removing suspensory ligaments. So the penis hangs close to the pubic bone in an individual and a man. And by cutting that and we call it the suspensory ligament, and by cutting that, you can bring out the penis, elongating it a bit, bringing it out. It does lose some of its stability that way, but that is a way that is infrequently done for cosmetic enhancement. There are grafts where you can use part of another part of the body, like a skin of the arm or the leg, and graft it onto the penis to enlarge it. Grafts are commonly used as a way for gender affirmation in female to male gender affirmation procedures. Less commonly used for pure cisgendered penises that want enhancement. Let me go back to fillers, because fillers is the most common way.
Right.
And I alluded to there being temporary and permanent fillers, but really think of fillers. There's the traditional hyaluronic acid dermal fillers. These are the fillers that are most commonly used in cosmetic surgery. These are the fillers that are used very commonly in lips, in the face, in the jawline, by all sorts of professionals. And these same fillers, the common thread is their hyaluronic acid, which is a product that our body knows already. We have commercialized that into a filler substance that can be used to fill and volumize areas. So that's one type of penile filler. And then the other types of penile filler are different. So then there's fat. Fat can be used as a penile filler. This is likened to the BBL, where they use fat from your liposuction from some other part of your body, and then they inject that around your penis. Then there are more permanent things, like Sculptra is a brand of a permanent filler. There are even people getting liquid silicone. Filled into their penis.
I guess I always thought silicone wasn't super safe, but no. Why don't you talk to us about preference on surgical versus non-surgical when it comes to just aesthetic enhancement? And then after we talk about that, I want to talk about the different fillers and what you suggest.
So I'm a board certified urologist, and to date, no society has outright completely endorsed any method, but I will say that within the sexual medicine subspecialty of urology, the two most legitimate ways that other board certified urologists who are in this community will say are either hyaluronic acid fillers or the Penuma implant. All other methods are usually looked and frowned upon generally by a most credible urologist. Okay. I tell patients that any other options beside hyaluronic acid fillers may require cutting into your penis. So you have to make the decision, is your cosmetic surgery or cosmetic enhancement worth you cutting into your penis? Even the Penuma implant it's a surgery. They have to cut, deglove, and put this implant. And this separates a lot of individuals into individuals like, yeah, I want my penis bigger, but I don't want a knife taken to it. Okay. And if you don't want to risk a knife being taken to your penis, either as a result of doing the enhancement or a complication, then the answer is always hyaluronic acid penile fillers. Mm-hmm. Okay. That is the only option where you should ideally never have to have a knife being taken to your penis, even if complications arrive. It's the safest way. It truly is the safest way to do penile enhancement surgery, primarily because there's an antidote that we can inject. And all of the derms and plastic surgeons who do fillers all over the face, they know this too. If you have hyaluronic acid injected anywhere in your body, there is an antidote, hyaluronidase, that can be injected to dissolve it should we need to, whether if you don't like the cosmetic result or some other reason, okay? And that is a great safety to have for something that is done purely for cosmetic reasons, okay? All other options, there is no antidote that's quite that simple. You get fat injected into your penis and it doesn't look as good, you need that probably taken out, okay? You get, certainly to get silicone or permanent dermal filler injected into your penis. And I've seen these complications and I have, it may require a drastic degloving, meaning we strip the skin off the penis and removing all that product on the inside. Penuma, again, it's a legitimate option within the subspecialty urology sexual medicine. But it's an implant that needs to be surgically put in, and an implant that if something happens, it gets infected, the patient doesn't like it, it's causing pain, needs to be surgically removed, and so on and so forth.
Can you talk about some of the complications? What are the risks?
Yeah, fillers, most commonly, the small but not more benign complications that can happen is bruising, swelling. Almost all fillers will cause an initial swelling. I tell individuals, your penis is probably going to be bruised. It's going to look like somebody used it as a punching bag. That's acceptable and will go away with time. Some people will have some slight discomfort, but most patients aren't even in that much pain. There is a rare risk of reacting negatively to the filler product. So there's a rare risk of allergic reaction, especially with hyaluronic acid or some sort of site reaction. You're sticking needles into a part of the body that's actually quite vascular, has a lot of blood vessels. So there's a rare risk of bleeding. Again, in the space that we're putting this filler in, it's not deep into the penis. It's underneath the skin, but not deep into the penis. Major bleeding should almost never happen. But so those are the most benign complications. Now, more serious complications of fillers can include aesthetic issues. So there's clumps and bumps. Okay, there's something called subcutaneous nodule formation that can happen with any filler. Again, this is where hyaluronic acid filler is kind of the easiest and safest way, is because we can easily dissolve that. Okay. You get a subcutaneous nodule, and I've seen a penis that was littered with nodules along the entire shaft. And it was filled with liquid silicone. Well, I can't dissolve that. It's not dissolvable. I have to take that out. So, but subcutaneous nodules that are not only not appealing, but can be just kind of uncomfortable. There is a very rare risk of ischemia. So rare, if you inject filler into a blood vessel, and this is, by the way, a risk of filler anywhere in the body, even in your lips, there's a risk of ischemia. And if you get it into a blood vessel where that skin, where that blood vessel supplies, can necrose or die off. Mm. And what you will find is a patient it's not just a bruise, it turns black, gets cold, gets crusted, that sort of stuff. That is an emergency, and that filler needs to be removed. Again, hyaluronic acid, you can dissolve it pretty easily and reverse that effect. But that's a more serious, fortunately, very rare complication, but potential. I've heard of a complication of a death by a silicone, I think penile filler, that embolized in the patient. I don't know how they were injecting it. I got to be honest, that's gnarly, whatever was happening. I feel, rest in peace, that individual. I don't know about any fatal complications personally. Then with Pneuma, there's a risk of infection. It's a device, so your body can infect it. Whenever we put a foreign body, even with breast implants, there's a risk of infection. There's a risk of pain. There's a risk of erosion of the device, either through the skin or other parts of the body. So on any of these complications could require removal.
Do any of the procedures come with a risk of less function or less feeling?
So there was a study done and presented at the Sexual Medicine Society of North America recently, and it looked at almost 500 men who had hyaluronic acid filler injection, and 0% reported erectile dysfunction or loss of sensation. So that's a big biggie that people ask about. Yeah. The part of the penis that gets erect, called the corpora, is different than the area that these fillers are being put in, if it's done correctly. Because to be honest, anything's possible if you have somebody who doesn't know what they're doing the procedure. And so there should never be a loss of function from a filler implant injected. Even with the Pneuma, the risk of erectile dysfunction is negligible, very, very low. There is a potential risk of decreased sensation with both, although probably greater with the pneuma, just because we have to use incisions and cut. Most of the, like, the intense sensation for an individual, the penis is in the glands or the head of the penis. And unless you're putting fillers in the head, the risk of noticeable loss of sensation should be close to zero. Messing with the glands, all bets are off.
Where are you putting the filler?
The filler should be put in the shaft. Putting fillers in the glands isn't as easy, number one. It's not the same tissue as the shaft. The glands has tons more nerves. It's full of, like, spongy tissue that does not expand and doesn't have space, like the shaft, to take in filler. So what you'll find if you start to try to put filler in your glands is it won't expand like the shaft does. The shaft expands instantly with filler. The glands, not so much. Not only that, you are risking loss of sensation for sure. And then there is an increased risk of bleeding, an increased risk of skin changes. So the risks are amplified when you put filler in the glands.
So is this just a girth enhancement or also length?
So in general, it is way harder to increase length in any method that we have. If you think about it, where are we going to grow this penis? We can kind of expand it, volumize it, but like lengthifying stuff is harder in general and cosmetic, in the cosmetic world. So to answer your question, it can, girth is the most immediate, most guaranteed result. Length may happen in individuals because if the penis hangs more, it'll be a longer, if that makes sense. Whether it hangs more because it's fuller and more volumized, it can hang more. Whether it hangs more because it has this implant that's kind of coming out. Lengthening is possible. Girth is absolutely guaranteed. And I tell people that girth is greater than length. I mean, especially if you are penetrating a vagina. I'm telling you.
They won't listen to me. They won't listen to me. We don't care about the link so much.
I want to get a shirt that says girth greater than length. And then on the back, it says like leave my cervix alone.
Oh, yes. You know, guys, you won't listen to me. You won't listen to the ladies I invite out. Can you listen to the doctor?
86% of women need clitoral stimulation to orgasm. They cannot orgasm any other way. They cannot orgasm by vaginal penetration. So all these penises that are like, I'm going to stick it in your gut. I'm going to hit your kidneys. Like, we, first of all, even those of us that can orgasm vaginally don't really want that. And majority of us, the norm is that we can't even orgasm like that. And so if you have greater surface area contacting the inner part of the clitoris, because there's an inner part of the clitoris, that's a whole nother lecture. And then the outer part, that girth can provide more contact to that. Ooh, that's where it's more enjoyable.
And I have said, one of the things that will make me instantly angry during sex is somebody nailing my cervix. And then thinking it's like their pride is like, oh yeah, look at what I can do. I rage. It just sends me into a rage. And it's weird. Like, you can tell a cis dude this over and over again, and they will not stop because it's their ego. It's not about my pleasure. And it's the same thing with the whole length thing. You know, I'm sure that there are some vulva owners, some women who really want that. But I do not believe, you cannot convince me it's even half. It's got to be.
No, it's not. And I think the ones who really like it just like the look of it. You know what I'm saying? But like the feel of it, like, okay, come on. Nah. Like literally the feel of it. If we're going to keep it real, I'm going to keep it real. I'd rather have a short, fat stump than a long, thin one. Like, you know what I'm saying? Give me the girth versus the length any day of the week.
Yeah. I think that that's absolutely true. And I think that's what most all of the women I know, all of the vulva owners I know that's not a study, but I know a lot of people and I talk about sex a lot more than the average person. Yes. And we're all saying the same thing. And then men watch my podcast and they're like, nope, not true. Not true. I'm like, all right. Keep going with that, man. Keep disappointing us. Keep disappointing us in bed. Anyways, I love y'all. Just listen.
Penetrators. Yes, if you're penetrating a vulva, the clitoris, the clitoris, the clitoris, the clitoris, the clitoris, the clitoris. What are you doing with the clitoris? Is it engaging the clitoris? The clitoris is the holy grail for orgasms. Okay.
Yes. Please. Please listen. All right. Really yes. quickly, what are some myths, common myths that you have to overcome when it comes to penis enlargement? We'll be right back. My code SELS20 is your key to kicking off the sexiest new year ever had when you use it at funfactory.com. Enjoy 20% off Fun Factory's luxury products, including vibrators, cock rings, lube, and more when you use my code SELS20. Check out the Vim vibrating wand. Yes, the one featured on this podcast thumbnail. Grab the nose vibrating cock ring and experience more simultaneous orgasms in 2024. And don't forget to check out their rabbit style vibes. I'm talking about the Lady Bi for toe curling blended O's all year long. Just fill your cart and use code SELS20 at checkout and enjoy 20% off when you shop funfactory.com. Cheers.
I think the biggest myth is like, what is average size? Like, what's the normal? You know, oh my gosh, I must be micro because I'm not average. And people are shocked to find out what the average. So the average size of an erect penis, erect, we know penises can grow, is about 5 to 5.5 inches.
She said it.
The average size, I know, the average size of a flaccid penis, that means it's not erect, is only 3.6 inches. Okay. So that like should comfort hopefully a lot of individuals. Like they're like average is not what we see in porn. Okay. Not what we see on TV. All right. The other myth is that does penile enlargement automatically mean I'm better in bed? And I tell and I'm really real. I love doing penile enlargement. I love doing penile fillers. It's really satisfying. A lot of my patients will come back and say, yeah, my partner really liked it. They like, they'll say their partner kind of wants them to have more. But I also tell patients who are consulting, like, you got to know the way around the neighborhood. Okay. This can't, you know, like your, like with your segment about the small penises, like at the end of the day, the motion in the ocean is critical, critical. Okay. You got to know the anatomy. A lot of people don't know or understand the anatomy. And so if pleasing your partner is important, then you need to like kind of understand that anatomy a little bit. Another one is don't judge a book by its cover. Like the myth that certain big shoes or big feet, big dick, or, you know, this demographic of people, big dick, it's don't judge a book by its cover. I can say that I'm a urologist. I've probably seen about 1 million penises in all sorts of different individuals and never judge a book by its cover.
All right. So I'm going to have you answer this question because it has been coming across again and again to me and I am not comfortable with it. I don't like it. I would say my response is like, no, but I'm going to let you are the perfect person to answer this question. I get lots of questions about race and size. I really feel uncomfortable with it. I'm like, I am not touching that. I think it's, I don't know how I could answer that. I feel like it's a little bit fetishizing and gross, but I'm going to ask you to, can you take care of that one so I can put it to bed?
You're giving me this job.
Fuck yeah, I am. I was like, nope, not answering it.
First of all, I love my brothers, but black doesn't equal big dick all automatically. Okay.
I didn't say it. Not me, guys. Not me. I didn't say it.
There's plenty of black and white and all other classifications with small and big penises. Okay. So you cannot, this is again, going back to don't judge a book by its cover. I'm telling you, there's some white men I've seen that I'm like, well, dang.
Me too.
Well, okay.
No, my response is, what do you think I'm going to do with that? Like, put it away.
You're just going to admire it, like, look at it and be like, I'm good.
That's all it's good for.
No, but you seriously, I'm so serious. And you can ask any urologist, they will confer that it is a bit of a myth, like Black men are well hung automatically and white people are well hung. Asians can be well hung. Like it's all over the spectrum. So please,
all right,
let's put
you.
That to bed.
Yeah, you guys, yes. That's it. I'm not touching this one ever again. This is all I needed. Every time I read that question, I'm just like, oh, dear God, make it stop. Just please don't. I cannot talk about it. And that would have been my guesstimate about it anyways. But I am not a size queen. And my argument is, if you are worried about being good in bed, it's not your size you should be worried about. It's your technique when it comes to sensuality, touch, how you use your fingers, your tongue, like understanding what pleases a vulva owner and woman's body. Like, the penis is great, but it is not the whole show. It's like this much of the, well, depending mm-hmm. on the, whatever much of the show. So, but I do understand that we can all be insecure about these things.
Oh, I would add something.
Yes.
If you don't know, like, and you're in a relationship, like, ask your partner. It's okay to ask. That's the other thing we should normalize, like, conversations about pleasure. Like, what do you, my husband and I do this. Like, what do you like me to do? Do you like when I do this? That way? Do you not like when I do this? I think we need to be comfortable saying what feels good and asking our partner what feels good and hearing them say, okay, I like this, but I don't like that. It's not a personal thing. This is going to help you. And truly, when the beauty of like sex is not just the pleasure you get from it, but like seeing the other person enjoying the pleasure you're giving them too. And that's mm-hmm. the like zenith. When you can both get to that point.
What is the realistic outcome? And let's stick with the fillers. Like someone's hope versus like, here's the reality. Like your dream is this, but let's set your expectations straight first. Can you clarify, are the fillers, they're not permanent. There's something you have to keep having redone. Is that correct?
That's what the hyaluronic acid fillers, which are the safest way to do it. Mm-hmm. There are permanent dermal fillers. There are silicone fillers, like I said, that are permanent. Yes, you are getting something that is permanent at the disadvantage of also getting something that is permanent that is hard to undo. Yes. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. But hyaluronic acid fillers, which are by and large the most common way fillers are done for sure in the penis, are not going to last forever. They can last up to 3 years, though.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's solid.
Yeah. Yeah, that is solid.
Got to do that for like Botox and the other fillers people are using on their face. Like, what the fuck? You can keep the dick big for 3 years, but the Botox for 3 months? Come on. Anyways. All right. So someone who is considering penis enlargement right now, they're in that battle with themselves. Is this something I want to do? Let's sum this up with your advice. What would you say to that person in this moment? They've watched it. They've listened to what you've said, what I've said, and they're at that critical decision-making point. What is your best advice for them? We'll be right back. Start the new year off with a bang. My code EXPLORES15 gets you 15% off womanizer.com's famous Pleasure Air Tech sex toys. You know, the clit satisfying sucking sensation that guarantees explosive orgasms. Just go to womanizer.com and check out my personal favorite, the Womanizer Duo 2. Get ready for blended orgasms, or the Premium 2. Womanizer.com has something for you, whether you are seeking clitastic satisfaction, blended blended orgasms or explosive G-spot experiences. Just shop womanizer.com and use my code EXPLORES15 at checkout for 15% off. That's 15% off all womanizer.com products with my code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.
Okay, so fillers for penis, just to get to your point, with the hyaluronic acid fillers, it number one, realistically, it's going to be sessions. It's a journey. It's not like lip fillers where you come in for one session and I don't see you for another 6 to 12 months. With the penile fillers, because we are doing, it's a lot more fillers we're using, we need to do it in segments. We can't just dump a ton of fillers in the penis at one time. If somebody's doing that, they don't know what they're doing and they're going to cause, they're going to increase like aesthetic complications and possibly other complications. So it is a journey. The way that it is done by the Falafel method, which is the method of fillers that I use, is that it's usually done and broken up into sessions between 5 to 6 syringes. So typically a lip, like our lips, might take one syringe. Some people may do 2 syringes. In the penis, you can easily do 5 to 6 syringes at a time. And that gets about 1/4 of an inch in girth immediately. Okay. And so if somebody wants an inch in girth, they're looking at 3 to 4 sessions. It gets at least 1/4 of an inch in girth, oftentimes just a little bit more. And then that's girth, whether it's flaccid or erect, win-win. And then some of those individuals will also get some increase in length as well. And so one, I would say it's a journey and be prepared for that. But that's the best way to maximize the life of the filler. Because again, if you dump a ton of filler in the penis all at once, it actually creates a system in your body where it wants to dissolve it even faster. So it increases the life longevity. It increases aesthetic results and just it's more tolerable on your body. And I would say that they should start exploring the options and talk to somebody who has a lot of experience in it or who is a credible physician or specialist like myself. Ask them about complications. Ask them what they do about complications. If the person you're talking to can't talk about what they can do about complications, because again, I've seen this. I've seen people get stuff done to their penis and then they go back and have a complication, go back to the person who did it. And they're like, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to take care of it. I saw a patient who had a bunch of permanent fillers put in his penis by a dermatologist, no poo-pooing dermatologist, but then was having lots of clumps and bumps. And dermatologist doesn't feel comfortable cutting into the penis and removing it. So then it becomes a urologist problem. Okay. So ask your whoever, like if something happens, what would be the treatment? And would you be the one who does that?
I mean, don't you think you should go to a urologist to have the whole shebang done? Why would you go to someone who doesn't actually deal with a penis?
If you're getting injected anything permanent into your penis, it should absolutely be a urologist.
I agree. And I'm not a doctor, but I'm telling you right now, that's like a no-brainer.
Again, like I said, with those options, to undo it requires surgery. And those and non-urologists aren't going to do surgery on your penis.
All right, guys, take that piece of advice. If you want to do this, go to a urologist. Careful.
If you're getting hyaluronic acid fillers, you don't have to get by a urologist, to be fair, because that can be undone with an injection. Hyaluronidase doesn't require surgery. So that's the exception. But absolutely permanent fillers, permanent implants in your dick.
Yeah,
go to a dickologist.
Yes, I was going to, but yeah. If you're doing something to your dick, go to someone who knows their way around a dick. Like that would be that's what I would do.
Dickologist. Yes.
Yes. There you go. I like it. Any last thoughts before I have you share? Because guys, you're going to want to go and follow Dr. Milhouse everywhere you can. Because look, I give you some fun stuff here, but this woman knows it all about our junk, our pussy, our dick, all that stuff that I like to talk about. She's going to give you the you know, really specific medical sexual function stuff that you need to know. And I know that you have a lot of information out there that people can go through and just learn a lot from you. But before we get to all that stuff, is there any last thought you want to leave with folks with?
I want to say that I want humans who want to enhance any part of their body to understand that enhancement isn't a replacement for some need or some missing piece. I love enhancement. I have enhancements in different parts of my body. I think there's a lot of shame on both sides. Mm-hmm. From people seeking enhancement, they can get shamed upon, which I don't want like to see. And then also, I don't like to see individuals being taken advantage and using their kind of dysmorphia or whatnot to their advantage. So just understand the realistic expectations, understand that options are there. Penile enhancement is here to stay. It is the new frontier. It's going to be more common. We can do a follow-up episode about vulvas too, because that is here to stay and that is a thing. Yes.
So also one of the other common comments I've gotten, and I would love to have you back to talk about this, is of course the men who are like, how would you like a conversation about vagina size? Blah, blah. I'm like, I would love to have that conversation. I would love, and I feel like it would be nice to do it with someone who knows everything about vaginas. And I feel like you are perfect for that.
I would love that.
Yeah. So,
and the men are right. The men are right. It's only fair.
It's only fair. And yes. I'm curious about it because I have my own experiences. And I'll be honest with you, and we're not going to go into it now, but I'm going to leave you guys with this. Among my massive group of girlfriends, we've never sat and talked about being self-conscious about our vagina size. I'm sure that maybe some of us are. I am not. But yeah, I want to talk about it. So for those of you who have messaged me, both in a nice-ish way and a rude way, you're going to get your due dessert. I'd love to schedule as soon as we get done with this and have you back to talk about it. So guys, you're going to get what you want from an expert.
Let's do it.
The doctor will chime in. All right. I want you to leave everybody with where to find you.
Yes, I am on Instagram at Dr. Milhouse, DrMilhouse. That's Milhouse with one L. If you just search in Instagram, your favorite urologist, hashtag your favorite urologist, you will get me. I am your favorite urologist, self-named and certified. I'm also on TikTok at that same handle, at your favorite urologist. My practice is super easy to remember. Everybody says down there. So it's Down There Urology. And we have a great YouTube channel. The YouTube channel is great, super informative, talks about all things privates, pussies, penises, and piss. And that's at Down There Urology. So you said it first. So I'm just going to say it too.
Yeah.
You said thrilled. The new word first.
I say it all the time. I say it all the time.
My type of woman. Okay. At Down There Urology on YouTube. Great, super great source of high yield education. But yeah, I normalize the conversation around the privates, around pee, and destigmatize these things that so many of us struggle with. So yeah.
I love it.
And my practice is based in Chicago. So if you're in Chicago or you're visiting Chicago or you're in Illinois or even some of the surrounding states, I'm happy to see you as a patient. I do virtual and in-person visits.
That is awesome. And you can also scroll down and sign up for my e-newsletter. I will be sending out this and more information from Dr. Milhouse to y'all. So make sure that you do that so you don't miss anything, especially the upcoming episode, which I'm excited to talk to you about. Thank you for joining. This has been a fantastic conversation. I knew it was going to be good, but it exceeded my expectations. So I will be talking to you soon. And to my listeners, until next time, I'll see you in the locker room. Cheers. Ring loop.
B-
Bring sexy back in 2024 with hot lingerie, sensual body products, and adventurous sex toys from lovehoney.com, all at a 15% discount with code EXPLORES15. Embrace your inner bombshell with their gorgeous bra and panty sets, baby dolls, and corsets. Then explore your desires with their line of toys that range from vanilla is my flavor to tie me up and call me good girl daddy. And don't forget to treat yourself to a massage candle or a sensual body oil, all for 15% off with code EXPLORES15 when you shop lovehoney.com. That's right, 15% off on lingerie, sex toys, and more when you shop lovehoney.com and use code EXPLORES15 at checkout. Cheers.